The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Monday moan, slightly later than normal, giving David Down a little bit of a lie-in to get his thoughts together. Let's say good morning.
Hello,
Steve. Blue Room EFC's finest. We can moan about Liverpool and Everton, but we've got to start with Everton, haven't we? I'm not sure where the moan starts. I watched both games yesterday, and I'm just looking at the three quarters empty Goodison Park come the end of the game. Disillusioned fans, they've given up before the end and thought we can't even bear to stay and sort of groan and boo at the end of this one. What was the feeling inside the ground at the very end?
Apathy for those of us that remained. Very, very depressing. A reality check of some sort because it plunged Everton into the bottom three. And make no mistake about it, we're in a relegation fight right now. You can't deny that because the incompetent manager is still there. Nobody's taking it upon themselves to make a decision to get rid of him. Whilst that continues, how can you hope that it's going to change and things are only going to get worse?
So you think it'll be a continued relegation fight as long as Ronald's in charge?
Show me what he's done that can dictate otherwise in the future. It's absolutely nothing. There's nothing that he can do or he has done that says to me or anybody else that he can turn this around. He made his, I think it was something like the ninth half-time substitution he's made so far this season. He's a desperate man, and regardless of the conjecture he comes out with in his post-match interviews, I actually think he doesn't want to be there himself. He cuts a man that's going through the motions, and the club is, and I think it's actually an embarrassment, the fact that this has been allowed to continue now. I think you've seen Ken Wright and Moshiri at the game yesterday. Ken Wright had the look, fair play to him, the look of an Evertonian when the fifth goal goes in. You see him put his head into his hands, but Moshiri's waving at the crowd. What's going on there? I mean, it's just, there's incompetence from top to bottom in that football club, Steve. There always has been at certain levels. But when things like this happen, it just highlights that tenfold, doesn't it? It shows you the level at which it's ran like a corner shop. And that's no offence to a corner shop.
Now.
Well, no, it shouldn't, but for some reason, he's bought into the stagnant narrative that's engulfed the club for best part of two decades. And that is, well, we'll smile and everything will be okay. And it's as if they treat us as if we have mug written on our heads sometimes, that football club, because they work on the notion that, oh, well, it'll be okay in the end, maybe a couple of victories, everybody's up again and everyone's all smiles and, you know, living on the hope that something else can come along and it can get better. When actually it can't, and it's rotten to the core, the football club, I think, because you can't sell these ideas to people and then not follow them up with any sort of substance. So, for instance, he comes in with billions of pounds, invests into the team, criminal that we didn't get a striker over the line at the end of August, sells this big project that Everton are going to be some sort of force in football again, and everybody buys into it, and it's all great, all lovely, and, you know, nil status and all that sort of stuff. And then when it comes to crunch, when things aren't good enough, when things have got too bad to continue on the way they are, absolute silence. Now that to me is a kick in, you know, where.
Well, even you couldn't have predicted that it would be at this point so early in the season.
Not at all. You couldn't have predicted it, but it's the silence. It's the lack of action. When it's hit these depths. Right. We're in the bottom three, Steve.
So do you want a statement through Jim White?
I don't want anything from Jim White. I want Jim White to stop broadcasting. But
do you want a statement from the owners of the football club?
The only statement I want is that Ronald Koeman's no longer the Everton manager. And I think I speak for a lot of the fan base in that. But the fact that we haven't had one, the fact that it's been allowed to continue, the fact that nobody seems to really care at boardroom level that this is happening, and it just, you know, you feel like you've been sold up the river once again, led down the garden path, I put it in something I wrote the other week, because you buy into it every single time. And this is why I do think some of us have mugs written on our head that things are going to get better and Everything's going to be different. Nothing will be the same, is what the club sell to you. I think that's what they've put on the season tickets this year.
Well, it's not.
It's exactly the same. Oh, sorry, no, it's not. Maybe they are right. It's worse. Exactly, it's worse. And that's the emotions that we're going through at this moment in time. And as long as he's there with these clueless tactics, ideas, personnel, putting people in the wrong positions, then it's going to continue. And we're embroiled in a relegation fight. That's the fact of the matter right now.
So the bigger question is, a different manager comes in, what can he get out of this group of players? He can't add to them. What can he get? If you had a top-level manager, where would that Everton team be in the league?
Well, the argument put to me in the last few weeks from people who've defended Koeman is that it'd be the same with any other manager simply because we don't have the personnel. A lot of people, Tony Scott, who you have on here, talks about the same manager that have the same troubles because we don't have a striker. I refuse to believe that. I think that's nonsense because having a striker, does that make us defend better? Does that make us keep clean sheets? Does that make us play people in the right positions? All of which are a variable that Ronald Koeman controls. He can play the right players in position. Mm. Thursday night, the Europa League game, Cuco Martinez playing left back. He can't even play right back. There's square pegs in round holes, and I think that's putting it lightly, all over the place. There's no...
So your answer is yes, someone else could do an awful lot better.
I could do better.
And Everton would be in the top half of the table.
I could do better. You could do better. Because you go in there and you'd say, hang on, there's a defender there. He plays centre-half. I'll play him at centre-half. He's a right-back. Let's play him right-back. He's a number 10. Let's put him in the midfield instead of sticking him out wide. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's a striker. Let's not shoehorn him out onto the right-hand side. All simple things. Why he thinks doing anything different is going to get anything better from this side is beyond me. Then what makes it even worse is the fact that he persists in doing it when he sees it's not working. It's a disgrace, and he's getting £6 million a year for this, and people above him are happy to carry on, so it seems, because there's absolute silence from them. That's not leadership, that's not ownership. Taking responsibility is ownership at this point. Koeman still peddles out this, I don't know what it is, this disillusioned, deluded fallacy that, oh, well, I'm the right man. I'm the man, he said on Friday. How's that work? Evan's a mess, Steve.
Maybe
it's
he knows
mess.
What you know. Maybe he thinks it is all done and dusted. But if you're Koeman, you're not going to leave your job before you're sacked, are you?
Well, if it gets to you as much as it should be. He should be hurting right now. He should be in...
Well, he might be. But he might also be thinking it's far better in my contract negotiation or settlement.
Well, he's not to wait
until I'm sacked.
He's not going
to
leave, is he? Because he's on that sort of extortionate amount of money that...
11th highest paid manager in world football, according to MJ.
Incredible.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, but also that should indicate what Everton can do when they do decide, or if they do decide to pull the trigger, because they wouldn't be short of people who'd be interested in the job.
Is it all about money? Does money attract the very best?
Well, I think so, yeah, but you have to pay a bit more when you're 18th in the Premier League and we will get beat by Chelsea. We're already out of the Europa League virtually. It takes a hell of a lot more money than it would do normally.
I was going to say, could you get the 11th best manager in the world with that £6 million?
Probably not, because you look at the ones that are out there. I think I heard Thomas Tuchel come out and say that he wants to get back into the... He wants to come to the Premier League, but only with a Champions League club. You're way down the pecking order then. You know what I mean? You are amongst Leicester, who are looking for a new manager. You're probably amongst West Ham if they finally decide to get rid of Slaven Bilic. You're in that pool of managers then. But I refuse to believe that none of them couldn't do better than Koeman.
So what pool are you shopping in? I know you like the Watford manager, don't you, Marco Silva?
I really like him. I know some people who don't. But
isn't it a bizarre state of affairs that even he would probably turn down that opportunity now?
Yeah. But do you know what else this is, Steve, in this more shorter term, I think, is that people are saying we're desperate for this striker. Who wants to come to Everton in January? What striker of adequate quality wants to come and play for Everton who are currently languishing in the depths of the relegation zone in the Premier League? Olivier Giroud maybe changes mind. Maybe his wife wants to come.
Do you think so?
No, absolutely no chance. There's absolutely no chance. Because if he wanted to come and he sort of stayed in London on the say-so of his wife, as we're led to believe, why would he have felt any stronger about coming to the club that's fighting relegation and not for even the Europa League, even for the minor places in the Premier League? It's a really difficult situation, and a lot of people are saying David Unsworth on some sort of interim basis. I'm not in favour of that, but it certainly wouldn't be as bad as this. So, and
David Moyes isn't a solution,
absolutely
is he?
Not. No, he's not, and neither Sam Allardyce. You know, and this is the depths we've sort of lowered ourselves to now, is that we're talking about these managers as if they're some sort of saviour for this football club. They do better, yes, but I mean, maybe it is the answer. I don't know. Maybe it is. You go and get the club on a level foot, and then see where you can go from there. But
how many steps back have Everton taken after the giant step forward they took with getting into the Europa League last season? The appointment of Ronald Koeman 2 seasons ago, Fahad Moshiri being introduced to the football club and his apparent mega millions. But how many steps back have they taken, do you feel?
Well, you have to say it's probably worse than where we were under Roberto Martinez when he left. And they were consecutive 11th place finishes, and people were in uproar over that. And now it's, look where we are. Out of the Europa League, I don't think you can feasibly go on trying to stay in the Europa League anyway, because the Premier League has to take priority now. Forget Wednesday and the cup competitions. Forget the FA Cup for now. Until Everton are in a place where you can say, well, they're going to be in this league next season.
This cup matters on Wednesday.
It would normally
win against Chelsea must matter.
It usually would, Steve, but you say to me, would you rather beat Chelsea on Wednesday or win at Leicester? A must-win 6-point relegation scrap. It's Leicester, yeah. So that's where it's got to in such a short space of time. We've played 16 games this season, I think it is, in all competitions. Can you tell me once when you've seen Everton play well for a sustained 90-minute period?
No. I thought your keeper was all right at the weekend. Could have been 5-0 half-time.
He's excellent, and he deserves much better in front of him. I mean, I felt so sorry for him because he was just getting shot after shot after shot. There was a great stat that Matt Cheatham from Sky, who comes on the Blue Room quite a lot, put out there about him. He made more saves in the first half, which was 8, than any previous Everton goalkeeper made in an entire match in the last couple of years. He had the most touches of the ball as well, I think, in the entire game. He's fantastic. He's the one thing they've got right.
Yeah.
And by that, they've just stuck him in the... You can't get it wrong, can you? Because he's a goalkeeper. He has to stay in goal. Positionally, you can't do wrong by him. But yeah, I mean, it could have been 7, 8, 9. I mean, they had 30 shots, the most an away side's had in the Premier League this season.
Right, what are your spies telling you? When's something going to happen at Everton Football Club? Indeed, are things going to happen?
Don't think so.
No?
Silence, it'll continue. I see us going to Chelsea getting beat. And then he probably has Leicester as his last game, I think, depending on the manner of the defeat against Chelsea. I mean, he could go there. I fully expect him to go there, put 10 men behind the ball, come out of it maybe a 1-2-0 defeat, certainly not score. And then Leicester, it's a 6-pointer, isn't it? If we lose that, then if he's still Everton manager and we lose those two games, then I think a lot of people will give up. Seriously.
Completely.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you believe I'm sitting here saying this, Steve, when, 7-8 weeks ago I had a bet with you that Everton had finished 5th or higher?
You were so optimistic.
Well, that's what...
My perception at the time, I'm not shouting about it, my perception at the time was it was a team that looked like a 10th place, 7th to 10th. And that was just the lack of goals. You can see what Romelu Lukaku was.
But that could be acceptable. I mean, people made this point about, you know, like I said, about what Tony said with the striker comments and stuff. That's all well and good. Completely take the point. Everton aren't going to get to where they need to be without that striker and pivotal focal point in the side. But 18th, can we not meander in 10th place, 11th place, mid-table? We've plummeted that low, Steve. We're in the relegation zone. I don't care. And no striker. You put Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo in this side right now.
Ain't going to save him.
Everton aren't doing much better than mid-table. Do you know what I mean? It's a mess all over the place, and it's absolute disgrace that it's been allowed to continue.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.